Bailey Holmes. How may I help you?
Hey, is Amy there?
No, she isn't. She's out of the country.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can point me in the right direction then. Does there happen to be like a controller or a CFO or anyone along those lines? My name is Hashem and I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with GE Capital. And I had her here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is there anyone else that might be able to handle something like that?
Maybe I can send you over to one of the other owners.
Sure. What's his or her name?
His name is Tom.
Tom. Okay, yeah, sure. He can probably help me out.
Okay, hang on.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Tom.
Hey Tom, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Who is
This is Hashem. I was calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
I know you're probably busy. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I was just following up on a pre-approval that we had sent out to the business about 2.5 weeks ago. And it was based on some lending that you guys had done with General Electric Capital, if you recall. And we were in touch here, it looks like in March, with Amy. And she told us to follow back up as we get closer towards the end of the year to see if you guys had any upcoming plans for any, if you had any projects coming up or any equipment that you were looking to put onto your Section 179 this year as we get closer towards the end of the year. So I was just kind of touching base with you guys.
What is it that you guys are offering?
So what we do is equipment financing and working capital. So I know in the construction business, you guys are always acquiring capital in order to get projects done, especially when they're contract based and you guys don't get the payment till after the work is done, which is one of the things that we spoke about. So I was just following up to see if you guys had any projects in the works, you guys were ready to you got your projections for next year or anything like that.
We do. What type of structure are you guys working with?
In what way? What, how do you mean?
Well, you said there was a pre-approval.
Oh, correct.
What's
So,
the dollar amount and what's the terms?
what we do is equipment financing and working capital. So we have a couple different programs. For working capital, it's a fairly new program that lets you access more cash than your traditional line of credit. And for the working capital, it's based off of your sales. So we can lend to you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So you're not going to have to put up any collateral. You don't have to put up your house. You don't have to put up anything. And it does not go on your personal credit. This is all through the business. And
What's the terms?
so terms usually differ just because we have different programs, and we collect your most recent tax return for the business, 6 months bank statements, and then just a one-page application that we sent out, with the regular information of the business and the owners and things like that. And then from there, we send it off to the underwriters, and they give you terms based on, what's left in your bank account at the end of the month, how your business is doing, how the revenue is, things like that. But do you know what you were looking for?
I'm looking to find out what are the terms, what are the payback terms.
Yeah, see,
What I'm not
payback.
going to be interested in at all
Of
is any
course.
type of weekly payments.
You're not interested in weekly payments. So are you
Correct.
looking for monthly payments?
Yes.
Okay. Let's All right. So we're looking for monthly payments, definitely no weekly payments, which definitely rules out daily payments.
Daily payments.
No, I'm saying we're definitely ruling those out if you don't even want weekly payments. Well, do you know how much
this,
you were looking?
This doesn't sound like something I'm interested in.
Well, do you guys have a pretty good turnover usually?
Well, we so far this year we've done about 6 or 7 million.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. So you would definitely qualify for at least $600,000 of, you know, working capital, and that money can get put towards, you know, marketing, inventory to cover other loans, taxes, payroll, whatever it is that you needed to use it for. But did you have a certain amount that you were looking for, just so I can, you know, get some information down and kind of get a ballpark of what we're looking at? Or like, you know,
probably
what you
somewhere in that ballpark, 6 or 7.
Probably somewhere in there. Okay. And then you'd be using it probably for what? Would it be projects, inventory?
Project.
And you'd say you have a pretty good return on investment there?
We're typically right around 20%.
Right around 20%, okay. And when were you looking to really get this by? Are you trying to get it, you know, before next year or by the end of the year?
If the terms are right, yes, because we've got projects that we can fund.
Definitely.
You know, we have lots that we can build houses on.
Okay, definitely.
But we have to wait until we sell other houses to free up enough cash to start those houses.
Okay.
Or you borrow the money, and the terms have to be, you know, reasonable enough that it's worth us using the money.
Of course, yeah, no.
Otherwise, it's,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, we actually won't, we wouldn't even lend it out if it wasn't reasonable enough for you, because it's unsecured cash. So when we lend it out, we want to know that you're going to be able to make the profit on it and be able to pay us back. We don't want to just give out money to anyone, you know. Okay, so you said you're around 6 million annual?
Mm-hmm. That's what we've done so far this year.
Okay, so you guys are going to be doing even better than that. And how many owners are you guys? Two, three?
We have two.
Two owners, so it's just you and Amy?
It's actually Amy's husband, Rob.
Oh, okay, Amy and Amy's husband, Rob. Have you guys already looked into financing elsewhere?
I mean, we have a lot of lines.
You have a lot of lines of credit?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you say the credit is?
How's our credit?
Yeah.
Like as a business or as the owner's credit?
As a business, and then if you roughly know anything about the owner's credit.
Well, I think Rob and I both are in probably the low 700s.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's pretty good. A lot better than a lot of the other people I work with, that's for sure. Okay, so we're looking to do this for projects. Return is usually around 20%. Right. Would you be able to know if, you know, they can get in like a couple of documents just so I can get you rates? Because our
what are you talking about, tax return stuff?
Yeah. Because our approval process usually takes about 24 hours, so it's extremely quick. And the only things that we require is a tax return and 6-month bank statements. And, you know, once those two are in, it goes straight to the underwriters, and then the underwriters give me terms with multiple payback options available. So, you know, sometimes you'll get a weekly, you'll get a monthly. You'll get a longer term, a shorter term.
How does the interest work? How does the interest work in regards to, let's say I sign up for this and then I sell a couple houses.
Correct.
And I'm ready to, you know, I'm looking for terms that are maybe 3 years monthly.
Right.
Payments for maybe a 3-year term. But let's say that I sell a couple houses and.
And you turn
I'm in a position
already.
To pay the thing back in 6 or 7 months.
Absolutely, we do have interest forgiveness on our programs. So if you're able to pay it halfway through and you paid off the entire loan, we're going to forgive the interest for the rest of the entire loan. If you refinance with us, we're going to give you better terms, and we're going to give you longer terms as well. So we do have, we do accommodate you, because I know in construction, a lot of the companies I worked with, they do the work very quickly. When they wait on the payments, usually it draws them back from getting on to other projects, which I'm sure you guys are in a similar situation. Like you're telling me, you have to sell a few things in order to get capital.
Right.
So if this works out for you, like you send in the stuff, I'll send you the payments, I'll send you the payment options and the rates. Then from there, you guys are going to have to, because that's all, that's all free, obviously. They give you all the options. Then from there, you take it and then you say, okay, I'm going to make a profit on this project of 20%, 30%, whatever it is. And then they're giving me this money at this percentage. Am I going to profit on it? Yes. Am I not? No. Not gonna take it, right?
Yeah, like I said, we're typically right in that 20% range. Some homes are, 18, but typically in that 20.
Typically in that 20. Okay. I mean that's it. Would you consider that pretty good?
Well, it's good for us if you're selling a $600,000 house.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So that's why I'm saying if you send in the information to me, I can get you an approval with different payment options for you to review. You don't even have to take it. I can just tell you what I can offer you. Just because I work mostly with construction companies, I kind of understand. Excuse me. I kind of understand where you guys are coming from. So, would that be something that you'd be interested in?
What kind of documents do you need?
So the only documents that I need is one I can send out an email. It has a one-page application, basically says, what the business is, who the owners are, the address, phone numbers, typical things like that. And then 6 months of the most recent bank statements for the business and the most recent tax return, and that's it. That is all we require. It's a very, very simple and quick process. And
Send it to me.
yeah, what's a good email for you?
Tom Garver, GARV as in Virginia, ER, at, excuse me?
You said ER at the end, correct?
Yes, at
Okay.
AR Bailey, BAILEY, Holmes with an S, .com.
.com. All right, I can definitely shoot over an email with you with the information that I can collect. And was there any time you were looking to get back to me, or would you like me to give you a call back maybe tomorrow?
Just wait for my stuff to come to you, and then you get back to me when you've got something to report to me.
Okay, definitely. I'll shoot over the information to you and await an email back with your info. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, sounds good.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Good talking to you, Tom. Take
Bye.
care. Bye-bye.